He's exposed to weapons and no one's tipping off the head of the school for about a member of Virginia College and things like that or war. So I think it's probably insanity.
All I can say is that if I have my scale here in the speaker, the self-styled godfather of the news about the government issues was coming in, I think it was the opportunity to ask him about the Novak situation was done. I asked him why he was taking a member of the Western
man. He knows the score.
Humans are the apex predator.
Oh, yeah.
We have a brain.
All kinds of weird reasons, yeah.
The only thing that could ever take us is a dragon. Yes.
Okay.
Do you know how we punch up the edge of a dragon?
Oh. Tell me, I gotta go.
Three of men are like proto-humans' worst enemies.
Yeah.
Snake, a leopard.
So stick them all together and make a dragon.
It's in great energetics to be afraid of them.
Interesting.
The other human mind is made of all three.
Yeah.
The dragon. The apex predator.
Oh, that makes sense. Caleb is a smart guy. It's hard to know what to do with smart guys. Because they, Sometimes they get it for being self-control. School is supposed to be that happy. And the sad thing is, it's one of the few things school doesn't really allow is actually be anti-intellectual. It really has more to do with, you know, I don't think it has much to do about anything except trying to keep a teacher from going insane every day. People always imbue everything with so much purpose, you know. But the schools are here to destroy children's minds, you know. Really? They should? Well, maybe. So, anyway. Now, I'm not going to discount the fact that kind of an aimless school cannot be influenced by other purposes because teachers or administrators or whatever. It's just like everything else. Public education is by its nature something you don't have control of. That's why I like homeschooling. Some people really dislike it because they say you shouldn't, parents, for instance, shouldn't have the right to influence their children because they might be antisocial, there might be something wrong with that parent. You can't take the chance. You trust more of these moderating influences of a larger society. And you go, I guess it's my libertarian backdrop to nearly everything that says, we saw the prophet, but honestly, these days, I'm really not terribly, Lisa finally told me that she doesn't really want to go camping again. So it's like, well then, I guess camping's over. She and I worked hard to make sure that it was a pleasant diversion as it could possibly be. We were in the middle of reading Harry Potter, the series, which I hadn't done. Anyway. And she prepared all of our food ahead of time. And it was really just, for me, it was relaxing. I didn't have anything to do. Don't worry about getting tires going. Putting up all the tents and stuff is really quite easy. Tents are difficult though. We have them. We fire them over time. And, And so I can't think of a camping adventure, a getaway that could have been cheaper. Except, so it's like, well, okay. It's funny, after Lisa told that, all the kids were talking about, I want to go camping. I'm trying to get them backpacking with me, but they were good, they didn't want to be bad. So, there's kind of where things roll like that. Hey, look, there's a train going by. And guess what? If you're in a car, and you're on a time schedule, you're just screwed. Me? Since I'm a foot, I just go over the sky bridge, and I'm there. I made it happen. That's kind of cool. I think I'm walking on East New Mexico University property right now. I have no idea what the university would ever consider doing over here. It's mostly the sports fields on this side of track. The new stadium's over here. Today's ball field's over there. There, anyway. For listening at the beginning of this, gun control? I think gun control is stupid. It's a stupid thing to be worried about. It's a stupid waste of time and effort trying to do something about it. And you go, much better situated trying to do something about the causes of this. The only problem is this becomes, you know, everybody says, well, we should have people own guns who are crazy. Irrational. Whatever. Now, you can use that to make it so those people can't fly on airplanes. So they can't have a gun. And you go, yeah, oh, who's the determining factor of that? What happens if you've got some evil, wicked psychologist? Sounds like everybody says, oh, well, we can trust psychologists. Psychologists are trained. We make sure that everybody's pure and pristine and good to have a psychology degree. Please. I think that would be a compelling, scary movie. To have this psychologist who takes some time. He actually ends up being a person that you would probably consider to be psychotic. But everybody trusts him. He knows how to give every appearance of being a real stand-up guy. And he's trying to make everybody else obviously nuts so he can destroy their lives. Because that's what gives him jollies, you know? His power over other people. Let me tell you, if you want to be powerful, be a psychiatrist. Try to do anything else. Nobody questions a psychiatrist about anything. I always thought it was interesting because psychology isn't even really a particular technique. Being a doctor, you have to learn certain procedures, right? Processes. There's a certain kind of way that you work that can be studied and inculcated and learned. Psychologists and therapists, there's all kinds of schools, and they all lead to the same sort of end result. You know, you get this official shingle that says that you can determine somebody's mental state or if they're crazy or not, or all kinds of other things. You go, these guys are all over the place. You said, I figured out early that if you want to get paid massive amounts of money, only on the, you know, and really just kind of give people your opinion, it doesn't really have to be based on anything. That's psychology. You gotta love that. That's so fantastic. It's like being an economist. You don't have to know anything. There's so many different theories on economics that ends up just being whatever flavor you like. You tend to go and attach yourself to college professors that you like, but it means you get a degree. Is it a degree in anything? I have no idea. It's like philosophy. You know, we used to care about wisdom. Most people don't get degrees in psychology because it actually has nothing to do with psychology. or I'm sorry, philosophy. But philosophy and psychology have a lot in common. Philosophy ends up being just wisdom. Being a lover of wisdom, trying to find, I am a philosopher. You know, when people who have a PhD in philosophy, I think they're funny. I was never interested in getting a degree in it for the simple reason that it just ends up being a huge, you know, you end up studying who people have said these are acceptable philosophers. To be a student of philosophy is almost practically a little duplicitous. It seems like a little bit of a dodge. It just means that you've read and studied certain books, maybe written some papers on what other people have said, you know. You can get just as valid wisdom from your local groundskeeper at your school as you will from any of the teachers on there. Most of the teachers are just running a program. Most of the teachers are just technicians. I'm not dissing technicians. I am a technician. Well, that's how I make my money, is being a technician. I was being a manager for a little bit, but I didn't like it. I wasn't very interested in doing that. I like being able to make things happen, make things work. I think I've got a bit of a mind for that. I don't know if I have as big of a mind for it as other people do, but I have a better mind for it than most. I really enjoy people who get the, I enjoy Lou Rockwell. He's a very well-read person. As far as I know, Lou Rockwell has no degree particularly in anything. You know, they always say he's the founder and the director of the, executive director of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Well, said, yeah, he said it right at the first. Why that's interesting. Number one, he founded it. You know, it just makes one look good so that, you know, they go, oh, this guy has status, has standing. And you go, what, because he created the St. Paul Institute? It was a virtual organization. When it started, it was just him. He got to be friends with Murray Rothbard, and that's mostly with the Mises Institute concerns itself with is the preservation and propagation of the writings and outlook of Murray Rothbard. Now, Murray had other people that he subscribed to, and of course, so the Institute also likes him. One of them was Ludwig von Mises, which they named the Institute after. But the Institute was just him. You know, I could picture him at his kitchen table, and that was the home of the Institute for the longest time. Probably still is if he's smart. There's no point having a building. That's just a lot of unnecessary expense. a lot of fundraising you have to do to try to get that stuff going. Anyway, so you know, you took real great advantage of the internet, which still, to this day, makes you can, with a bit of an investment, you can have a website that looks just like IBM or anything like that without all the payment having to do with payroll and things like that. Lou Rockwell spends the bulk of his time speaking. Just like what I wanted to do for my affirmation in 2004, when I sat down and said, this is what I want to do. Let's turn the Zenoim magazine into the Zenoim Institute or Foundation. No, it's not Foundation. Gotta be careful not to say what you're not gonna do. You know, I'm not gonna behave like a nonprofit. It's a profit maybe. Are you kidding me? Well,
go back and see if it's recording.